In Parshas Vayei, the Torah deals with how we are to treat the poor and the mitzvah of lending money and giving charity. And the Torah is an expression, it means, do not harden your heart and close your hand against your brother. Rather, you should give generously. And this expression is worth looking at carefully. Do not harden your heart and close your hand. You see, there's a continuum there. There's an insight, a lesson into the world of generosity, the world of philanthropy, the world of charity, and the world of giving. And that is, giving is not really about opening your hand. It's not really about opening your wallet. Not really. Here the Torah gives us the clue. It's really about opening your heart. You see, the Torah's presentation is, Lo se'ametes levavcha. Don't harden your heart. Don't close your heart. Don't seal your heart. And then, Lo tikpotz et yadcha. Don't close your hand. Exactly. If your heart is closed, your wallet will not open. But if your heart will open, if only we will open our heart to see, to feel, to experience the feelings of the poor, the plight, the suffering of the poor, oh, then it's almost like once our emotions are engaged, it's almost like simple to open our heart, to open our hand, to open our wallet. This is what the Torah is telling us. Get involved personally and emotionally. And open your heart to what's going on for these people. This verse here is really, again, touched upon earlier, way back in Parshas Mishpatim, when the Torah presents the mitzvah of lending money for the very first time. It says, "Im kesef talve esami, es ha'ani imach." There, the Torah tells us. About lending money, when you will be faced with a poor person to lend them money, es he'ani imach, there will be a poor person. But the language is strange, and Rashi quotes Chazal and calls our attention to it. Es he'ani imach, what does that mean? The poor person with you? What does it mean, with you? Which poor person is with you? A poor person is a poor person. What does it mean, imach? And Rashi has this, quoting the rabbis, quoting Chazal, the Medrash essentially, has an amazing interpretation and deep explanation. Esheh ani imach means not the poor person who is in your community. It means the poor person inside of yourself. Meaning, when you open the door and see a poor man, you are obligated to put your own mind and heart and into his shoes. And you're obligated to see yourself as if you are poor. Imagine, use the power of your own imagination to feel almost like meditate and almost like a guided imagery in your own experience, like, oh my gosh, what if I was poor? What how would I feel? What should I do? And that is what the Torah is instructing you. When you see a poor person, as ha'ani imach, see yourself as the poor person is inside of you. Feel yourself like a poor person. If you felt like a poor person, how would you feel? What would you do then? It's an amazing emotional exercise that the Torah mandates and commands every person to feel when they pass a poor person. What if that was me? How would I feel? Once we are instructed to recruit and engage our own hearts and emotions, the next step is just it's like a just a small step. It's easy. It's like a no-brainer. Then it's easy to give charity. This is an amazing, I think, insight into the human experience, both as the giver and the receiver. And may we merit to always be able to be on the giving end. Shabbat Shalom.